He is a former University of Mississippi quarterback. Nearly 4,000 yards from scrimmage. 31 touchdowns this year. Led Ole Miss to 10 wins and a spot in the Sugar Bowl. He is the pride of Long Beach Poly. He appears courtesy of Optimum Nutrition and their Amino Energy Drinks. Matt Corral is my guest. Matt, good to have you on. How are you?
How you doing, Jim?
Good, dude, good. Actually, let me rephrase that. You're now roughly 3 months away from the draft. So, where are you at right now, and what is life like for you at this moment?
Currently I'm outside my gym just rolled out prior to this phone call, and I'm just going back in right after to get the work in. That's pretty much all my life's been ever since I left college. Just been lifting and working out every day and going over the board work daily. So, I mean, this is my life now.
No, I get that.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm starting to jump in on you, Matt. I get it. Like, I've talked to so many prospects. It's so true. Like, you're in college and your life is so structured and you do a certain thing for so long and then you get out. And this is what it is. This is your life, getting ready for the draft. So what's it like to be in this position where you're 3 months away from the draft and you've got a really good look at being the first quarterback off the board?
It's truly a blessing. Like I said, just the people that I've crossed paths with and just in my career playing football so far, and it's just relationships that I have for life, and as far as coaches, players, teammates, like I said, I wouldn't want it any other way, and just to be in this position is really a blessing.
NFL draft prospect Matt Corral joining us. Now, normally when I talk to a draft prospect, I get to the high school a little bit later on, but I'm going to go there right now because you went to Long Beach Poly. I've got tremendous respect and love for Poly. My wife went there, so I've seen this thing up close. I've heard about it for years and years and years and years. There is an amazing and rich tradition with that program. I'm curious, what was it like to transition from Oaks Christian to Poly?
I mean, absolutely. It was different. Just the tradition there alone, it's very strong. The Poly family is really strong in that. I still am in contact with those people to this day. I had a great coaching staff there. They're very, highly touted coaches that have been there and done that throughout the process that I'm currently going through right now. And, they've helped me along the way, and, I'm really proud to be a Jackrabbit.
Hey, Matt, let me tell you, I don't think, Matt, that – I think I'm correct in saying this. I think that Poly has sent more players to the NFL than any other high school. And I could pick any number of these guys, right? But the one guy that always comes to mind is Willie McGinnis. And I bring up Willie because he and I go back a long way. And this is just such a strong dude, such a proud man. I know how much he loves that school. What does he mean to that program? And then how often would he come around?
Uncle Willie was there every Friday at our games. I want to say his nephew was playing. Ryan Nixon was my teammate. And, me and Ryan were good friends, or still are good friends. And, Uncle Willie was there every weekend, and he always gave us advice whenever we needed it or whenever we saw us do something wrong. He was always there to fix it and point us in the right direction. And I'm forever grateful for that.
Matt Corral is joining us. So I asked you about the transition, right, from Oaks Christian to Poly. What was it like to go from Long Beach to Oxford, Mississippi, and become the face of that program? What was that transition like?
It was different. Just coming from Southern California to, Mississippi, just the environment and, the people out there in Mississippi are very welcoming. It's very family-oriented. As soon as I walked into a restaurant, people knew who you were all of a sudden. Out here, they don't really care. But as soon as you step into Mississippi, football's on a different stage out there. Just the SEC in general, and that is something that I wanted to experience myself, and I did, and I'm glad I didn't make any other decision but that.
So, Matt, a few months back, Lane Kiffin was raving about you. He said, quote, "Ole Miss fans need to appreciate this while you have it. This is a generational arm talent that you're going to get spoiled with. Not too many people can ever make the plays that he's making, and there are a lot on Sundays who start who can't make them," end of quote. I'm curious. That's an amazing praise coming from him. Lane is an incredible persona on social media and in press conferences, but from a coaching standpoint, what was he like to play for?
Different. I believe there's truly, like, different in a good way. I believe there was nobody that had the relationship that I had with my head coach across the country. Like, me and him were really close. And not just him, it's just my OC too as well, Jeffrey Lebby. I got blessed with coaches. You know, I got lucky with coaches who cared about the person, Matt Corral, rather than the player. And the player took care of itself.
Hey, Matt, you mentioned Lebby. I was going to ask you about him. So you've talked about the fact that Lebby put you through, quote, flight school. What is that all about, and what did you learn from that?
So that was just pretty much coverages, and they went through cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four, and all the certain different coverages within those coverages. It was pretty much just learning the basic defenses and then transitioning those defenses to our concepts, and that just made it much easier from what I'm looking at on the field perspective. That was something I've never done before, you know, and I thought I knew defenses, and, you know, I went through this, and, you know, I didn't even touch the surface of it. So, you know, it was definitely just to get that experience, because I know a lot of people don't do that at the schools they're at. So that was definitely different, and, you know, it's definitely worth it in the long run, because it is a lot of work in the beginning.
Well, hell yes. And Matt, the thing is, I mean, like, we could spend all day talking about your arm and the fact that you've got this generational arm talent, but the fact of the matter is, you're right. All those things you're talking about, these are not easy things to learn. They require a lot of work. I mean, did you enjoy that chess match? I mean, it probably was challenging going through it, but did you enjoy the chess match once you started to get good at chess?
Absolutely. I mean, it was frustrating at first, but the way, like, my brain's wired, like, I can't just lay down and quit, you know. Like, I get upset and I go in and do more just so it gets easier for me. And, you know, that's just how my brain works. And, you know, as soon as I went in more and more, putting more hours into it, it became easier. And obviously, and then, you know, I had tons of help too, like from Matthew Holacek, the GA, he was with me every step of the way. And, like, he's the one that's doing my board work right now for the pre-draft prep. And that just, it means a lot to me that he's taking his time, you know, out of his day, because he is with Jeffrey Lebby at OU right now. And, you know, just him taking me through this process and still being here with me, even though he doesn't have to, you know, that means the world to me.
Matt Corral joining us. I can see, Matt, why people respect you so much as a leader, the way you were making it a point to make sure that everybody gets credit. I want to ask you about something, because coaches do talk about the fact that you've got a toughness and you've got a leadership and that other guys follow you and guys want to play with you. There's a really interesting moment from when the team was meeting and talking in the wake of George Floyd's murder. As you said, Otis Reese, a DB, said, "Hey, F all that. Matt, you're the quarterback. What do you think?" And you said, "That's how I got put on the spot." What was that moment like for you as a leader?
It was a refining moment, definitely. You know, just going through that process and just, you know, hearing everybody's thoughts, you know, everybody put in their thoughts. Everybody was standing up in front of the team saying what they say. And that's not normal. You know, not everybody gets to speak in front of the team. Like, it's a privilege to talk in front of a team. And as soon as, you know, Otis said that, or OT said that, it did put me on the spot, because I didn't think anything of it, because people know, like, people understand how I am. Like, I'm, you know, I love everybody, and it's not matter if you're black, white, purple, yellow, it doesn't matter. And just telling my experiences, you know, growing up and then going from Oaks Christian to Long Beach Poly, and then, you know, just getting into the details of that, it was something that resonated well with my team. And they respected, you know, what I had to say. And, you know, that was just the rest on his history, because after that, I became more comfortable. Keep in mind, like, this was the first time I've ever spoken in front of my team, really. Like, because this was, I think, the beginning of the last season, or the beginning of the first season we had together. Or, excuse me. Yeah, beginning of the first season. So, beginning of the second season. And this was really where I was becoming, starting to come out of my shell and really just be a vocal leader. You know, I was always a leader by action, but I was never really, you know, vocal, and it was something that I've always wanted to be like, but I could never put myself out there to do it, just because I just get nervous. And then I finally got put on the spot, and then after that on, it just became easier.
Good for you. Good answer. I really respect that. I appreciate that. And that had to have been a defining moment for you and for the team. Matt Corral is my guest. You're partnering with Optimum Nutrition for their amino energy drinks as part of a new NIL campaign. Lay it out for me. What's that all about?
So I'm working with Optimum Nutrition, you know, a world leader in sports nutrition, to promote their their new Amino Energy drink, which is great for anytime energy for a busy lifestyle like mine. It's great to work with on Optimum Nutrition because they are a great brand with products I can trust. And, you know, it's great that they can finally work with collegiate athletes at the time that when I was one.
So you've got a good opportunity there. Good for you. Matt, I want to ask about one more thing, and I appreciate that thought, too. Something that comes up with loyalty, one of your teammates at Pauley, Jalen Hall, got in trouble with the law and was incarcerated for 30 months. You were one of the people who called him and spoke to him on the phone the most. What does that relationship mean to you, and why was it so important that you stick by him when others in your situation might not have?
Okay, so Jalen was very, I don't get along with a lot of people, and not, I don't say that in a way like I'm bad or like I think everyone else is bad. It's just like I don't click with a lot of people to hang out with them, you know, every single day. You know, like I just that's just how I am for some reason. Like the people that I become close with, it's not many. I could count on my hand on one hand that. On how many people that I could trust. And
you have a tight circle. You keep your circle tight.
Yeah, of course. And Jalen was one of those dudes who I was with every single day. And, like, what the media put out about him, like, yes, I know what he did was wrong. Yes, I don't agree with it. And, yes, it was wrong. It was plain out wrong. And that's not the side of Jalen that I knew. And, you know, I know Jalen and I know his life story, and he didn't have it easy. He didn't have it easy by any means. And, you know, me and him were on a mission together to get what we wanted out of life. And we shared our dreams and we shared our stories together. And that was something that I, like, with my friends and family and my brother, like, that's something that I hold tight dearly to me. And, you know, still to this day, I'm still in touch with Jalen. He's out now. I have yet to see him because I just got back and been going through this whole process. But he's doing well. You know, thankfully, and he's on the right track.
Matt Corral, appearing courtesy of Optimum Nutrition and their Amino Energy drinks. He is the pride of Long Beach Poly, played his college ball at Mississippi, and is going to be one of the first, if not the first, quarterback off the board. Matt, I know you got a lot of work to do between now and then. Once you do get drafted, once you find a place to live and work, you're one of the first guys I'm looking for once again. So don't big league me. Don't forget about it. And I'm going to be looking for you. I really appreciate that conversation. Really well done.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Great to have you, Matt. Appreciate you. Really appreciate that conversation, too. It's part of that Long Beach Poly pipeline. They're just different. They show up differently. It's an amazing, amazing high school program. You know, if he says, like, Uncle Willie is coming back on the weekly to check in on them, that tells you all you need to know about the program and the guys who went through it and the guys who come back. It's a who's who of NFL players. But there's nobody that I hold in higher regard than William McGinnis. The strong, strong dude. Strong physically, strong mentally, strong emotionally. Good jackrabbit. So your thoughts on Matt Corral?